As the 2011 National FFA Convention nears in Indianapolis, we're pleased to have along with us a former national president of the FFA organization, or the Future Farmers of America, as it was called, Harry, when you were president. Harry Birdwell, from the state of Oklahoma, one of seven or eight now national FFA presidents that have come from the state of Oklahoma. Harry, what years were you actually president?
I was elected national president in 1969, so 69-70.
You know, reflect with me. Go back to that time period. Why were you interested in being that national officer, be a part of that national officer team, and what do you feel it gained you as you went through that year and the years that followed?
One of the great experiences of my life, frankly. I was raised in the southwest Oklahoma community of Fletcher, and from my perspective, being a part of FFA really expanded my world. It provided leadership and speaking opportunities and the opportunity to see and experience people and leaders from other parts of our country. It just really opened my eyes to leadership opportunities. And frankly, I think I've pretty much made my living and my public career based on what I was exposed to and grew to love in the FFA. There is no finer leadership training in the country than happens with rural young men and women through FFA.
Of course, the legacy continues for Oklahoma. Riley Pageant from Woodward, national FFA president this year. He'll be leading the folks there in Indianapolis.
He is an outstanding young man, and when you go to that national convention now and contrast it with what it was 30 or 40 years ago, it is an incredible learning experience and inspiration for the students who attend. Golly, when you get in the midst of 40 or 50,000 like-minded young people who want to set the world on fire and have in mind careers in agriculture and industry and education and government, they make such a difference. And when you look at the leadership rosters in states all over the country, the people who have a background in FFA, it's just incredible. I mean, congressmen and governors and leaders of industry and agricultural researchers. Just one of the great networks of my life has been the people I knew or have met who have been active in FFA. And Riley will do a great job representing our state and continuing a legacy of leadership from Oklahoma.
I know that your time as national president, that was the era that we were seeing that transition from an all-male organization to including young ladies. That was quite a sea change for the organization.
It was. As a matter of fact, the year I presided at the national convention was the first year that there was co-educational membership, and it's been a great thing for the organization. Golly, when you think of the exposure that we had that year, we spent an awful lot of time with President Nixon. We were on the Today Show and many of the national news programs. We began the Building Our American Communities program, which has been an important part of FFA ever since. We testified before Congress. We interacted with the Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives and the national leadership of the U.S. Senate. It was just a great experience for me. And you know, when people ask what's the most important thing rural youngsters can do to prepare for their future, my first answer is get actively involved in the FFA, because I think it provides the greatest base that a rural youngster can have.
Harry Birdwell, now the secretary for the School Land Commission here in the state of Oklahoma. He is a past national president of the FFA organization, serving in 1969 and 70. He is one of seven previous national presidents from Oklahoma of the FFA. Number eight is Riley Pageant of Woodward, Oklahoma. On the Oklahoma Farm Report and for our Blue Green Gazette, I'm Ron Hayes.